Hello.
Hi, is this Paul?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Sergeant Carter with the Sheriff's Office. How are you tonight?
Not so good. Pretty upset. I was assaulted by a sheriff's deputy simply while I'm walking out of the Provo Utah 4th District Court.
When did that happen?
4:45 approximately. I didn't look at my clock, but that was about what it was.
And that was today.
That was today. His
The
name
reason I
is
ask is I'm just taking some notes, so
right.
I want
His
to
name
make sure that
is
I document things correctly.
yes. His name is Steiner, but I'm not quite sure how you spell it. An older gentleman. It's kind of strange. I on the way in, I thanked him for his service, and I was really surprised by his trying to create a problem that didn't exist. I'm walking out of the place.
Okay. Well, tell me, that would be under a different supervisor under our court system, but I would be happy to talk to you about that, and I can forward the information over and relay it to that supervisor. The other option, I guess, would be that you could call and get a hold of the supervisor at the courts with the sheriff's office tomorrow. And the reason why I go over this is I just want you to be aware of your options and let you know kind of where our side of things is, and
So
we'll walk you through
can
how to go about a complaint and things like that.
I get?
So.
I'd like a complaint number tonight, please.
Okay.
What you got, please?
I'm just pulling information here and just getting into the system to get you that number.
Thank you.
So the case number that we will document this under
Yes.
is 22 for the year,
Yes.
UC for Utah County,
Yes.
07
Yes.
375.
Can I read that back to you?
Sure.
22 UC 07 375.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What other options do I have? Investigate the same agency investigating the same agency doesn't seem quite right.
Well, they'll start off. I mean, what we start off with is gathering the information. What I would like to do is to be able to email you or direct you on our website where to find the official complaint form, if that's a direction that you want to go. You can fill that out, and then where that goes first is that they will look at it. Our administration will look at it. They've got the option. If they see that there needs to be an internal investigation, they will go that route. They can conduct interviews. And they can kind of walk you through what the next steps are as far as when you get, to that point. I'm just trying to pull up the complaint form so that I can talk you through what's on there, so that that's another option. Because in order to file a complaint, we would have to have the official complaint form statement filled out, making it an official complaint, if you will. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That way it's got a signature and stuff on it. And then it gives kind of the locations, witnesses, gives an idea of what happened. Do you want to look that form up online and I can guide you where to find it, or do you want me to just email you a copy of that form?
Don't you email the copy? Are you ready to write my address, please?
Let me grab my pen. I just put it down while I pulled up the form. What is your email?
Ken, Ken, last name Cromar, Cromar, the digit 5 at gmail.com.
Okay, and I will email that to you as we're talking,
Okay.
so that way I can verify that you do in fact have a copy of that form in hand.
Oh, would you like
While
to
I'm
read
doing
my
that,
email address back, please? My wife
your email?
suggested, yeah, my wife suggested you might want to read it back.
Yeah, so it's just your name, Ken, Ken Cromar, Cromar 5 at gmail.com.
That's correct. Thank you.
And I will send that. I'm just pulling it up right now, my email as we're talking. And so that way, like I said, you'll be able to receive that form. And I'll be able to verify that you received it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next part that I would like to do is just, if you're willing, you don't have to. Obviously, you can fill out the form. But if you're willing, I'd like to hear kind of what happened, an idea of where you were in the building, and just kind of your side of what happened.
I will give you a very brief explanation, very simplified explanation, because to be honest with you, I don't really trust the Utah County Sheriff's Department. I don't know if my name is recognizable to you or not, but we were hit by a 75-man SWAT team that didn't even have a warrant in their hand. My wife was endangered. Okay. I was arrested in a parking lot, and all we're trying to do is to get into a trial, and we're being blocked from access to the court by a judge who doesn't even seem to understand her oath of office or the law. We are entitled to have counsel, says the Constitution. We're being blocked. We're being told we have to have a bar attorney. There is no state law that requires a bar attorney. That's a fact. But yet we're being imposed on that. We came in to file subpoenas for a trial that happens on Monday the 27th, and we're being railroaded in a kangaroo court. We can't even defend ourselves. And so I'm simply in there trying to, I'm asking for to be able to file my subpoenas. And what happens is the gal's new, no problem. I get it. She doesn't understand Mindy. So she called and found out that they don't want to let me file. And so they sent down Amber Evans, and Amber Evans refused to allow me to file, despite the fact that lawfully I can file on demand. That's a law. And we have people that are in law enforcement and in the courts that are supposed to be protecting the people and the law, and they don't even know the law. So I gave her numerous opportunities to understand the error of not accepting my documents. And what happened is she wouldn't accept them. Fine. This is a problem, and you will. And Christine Johnson, the judge, will also have problems that come out of breaking the law. No threats, no nothing, no pounding, no slamming, no yelling. Firm, but not, I mean, we've been waiting 4.5 years for a trial. This is ridiculous. So we're not being allowed to file, and I'm walking on the way out, and Mr. Steiner comes at me, says, "I don't like the way you talk to those ladies." I said, "Well, sorry, I don't like the way you talk. I don't care what you think about that, because my rights are being denied, and I'm leaving." And he says, "Come here." And then he actually, I'm leaning on the door to leave, and he's trying to engage me and frankly try to incite me, as I realize it after the fact. He put his finger in my chest. He didn't hit touch me, but then he did assault me, and he grabbed my arm, and I said, "Get your hands off me." And he did, but the man is out of line, and he was trying to incite, and I am pressing charges for assault. I am tired of being abused.
Okay. I guess the other option, just so that you have everything on the table, the other option that you have is where the district court building is located within Provo City. You can try that avenue as well with Provo City's police department, because they do have jurisdiction over what happens in their city. You know, obviously the Utah County Sheriff's Office provides security and bailiff services, court services with the district court, but that building is also located in Provo, so that is an option that you can look into as well.
Do you have that phone number, please?
Let me see if I can find that for you. I'll have to Google that phone number for Provo.
Thank you. You know, I used to be a city councilman while you're looking for that. 94 to 2000. I have always been supportive of the Men in Blue, and I've traveled the world interviewing veterans. I'm a producer-director. And the movie I'm going to be making when this whole thing is over, of the abuse of the law enforcement, breaking the law to do that, not serving we the people, serving, I don't know who they're serving, but they aren't serving the people. This abuse... I am always defending the police, but now I'm a victim myself. Who the heck do you think you are grabbing me? I'm walking out the door and you're telling me to come back so you can tell me to leave? That makes no sense at all. Sergeant Carter, you got a problem, and you've got bad apples in your place. And I've been the victim of some of them, including the sheriff, by the way. He's lied to me. He didn't come to my service. The man does not belong in office. He doesn't know his job, and he doesn't know what he's doing. And he's a thug, frankly. That's been my experience. He broke his word to me a number of times.
Okay. I've got that phone number here for Provost Police Department.
I'm ready.
I've got something to write that down.
Go for it. Thank you, Mr. Carter. Sergeant.
You bet. That number is 801-852-6210.
Thank you. I'll work on that right away, sir. Thank you for your time.
And you bet. You should have that email with the complaint form by now as well. I've sent it through, so hopefully you've received that in your email.
I'll check in a minute. If there's a problem, I guess I can't call you back, but I'd figure a way to find you. Unless you have a phone number.
If for some reason it doesn't come through, you're welcome to call back into dispatch, and I'll make sure you've got it. I did send that to Ken, K-E-N, Cromar, C-R-O-M-A-R, 5@gmail.com.
Yeah, thank you, Sergeant. Okay. I do appreciate those that understand and honor their oath of office. I hope that's who you are. I know you all put your lives on the line, but what really is just really sad about the day and age we're living in right now is that people don't understand their own oath of office, and they say, I'm just following orders. Well, why in the heck did you take an oath of office? You should have just said, I promise to do whatever my boss says. If you don't know the Constitution, you don't belong in law enforcement, for heaven's sakes, let alone working in a court. And right. Sergeant, is it Sergeant Steiner?
Deputy Steiner.
Deputy Steiner. He's not worthy of the badge, at least today. I hope he's better on other days. Today is not worthy of the badge. Thank you, Sergeant. Appreciate your time.
You bet. Thank
Bye-bye.
You for your call.
Yep.
Bye.